In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to, you want to do a quick back and forth for Greg on what they said yesterday in sports?
In this economy?
In this economy, yes. Let's do it.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right.
Before we get to this, can I say two very quick things? One, the conversation, the text just reminded me to it, that Wiggy brought on about Courtney being a bad dog mom. Mm. It was the replay yesterday.
Yeah.
I could listen to that. It is like, if there's one little segment that shows this the success of the station, it's that, or the show. And the other is, Courtney, you have many skills.
Mm, thank you.
But your drops become classics in a way in which I have never heard from any host at any time. Like the hallelujah in this economy. We are going to hear in this economy from now until Greg is
hallelujah.
Just A plus.
This is Carrie from Maynard. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Greg. It's the TGIF guy. I just want to complain about the complainers. I love your show. I've been listening to your show before you were on it, Greg.
No.
Nothing personal.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I like the fact Courtney gives a little zhuzh. Wiggy gives a little zhuzh. Curtis gives a little zhuzh. Everybody gives zhuzh. Okay, why can't we have zhuzhs? Why does everybody be there? Got to be those Karens. The pandemic is over with. Shut your godforsaken mouth, okay?
Preach, Karen.
More people enjoy than we don't enjoy. And Courtney, you are a blessing to the show, girl. You go, girl. You give it, girl. You inspire the rest of us. I love listening to you guys. We talk about you at work. We talk about you at home. Greg, keep doing what you do. God bless all of you. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend, guys. Love you, Curtis.
All right. I love you, Carrie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm a woo girl. I enjoy going fast.
Where should we start? Where should we start this morning, Shime?
In this economy, Greg, I don't know. But let's begin with your New England Patriots. Calvin Anderson spoke after practice yesterday and talked about the kind of culture that Gerard Mayo is creating and how maybe it's different than cultures of the past.
He puts an emphasis on relationship, and I think that helps the team culture. I don't know how other head coaches are, but Mayo walks around knowing his guys. So you walk around, you feel like you have a personal relationship with him. It makes it so much easier to buy in, obviously, when we're on the field. You can feel him when he's walking through. And when you have a coach that prioritizes that relationship part, which gets lost in business, it brings you back to why we love to play this game, which is the team aspect of playing football. And so it's much easier to play as a team when you have that relationship part. And he emphasizes that, which I think everybody is much better for.
Okay. So did Bill not know everybody's name, or?
That cannot be. Bill Belichick knew our names.
Right.
So, unfortunately. Yes, he used it. And whenever he was upset, he would use our names.
Yeah, but did Bears have to remind him every time he walked in?
No, I think.
I don't like to think that way, Shime. But
I think the angst with Bill towards Courtney was more Jordan-based than anything else.
Yeah.
But this stuff is fine, and it's whatever. None of this matters if the team stinks. Like, Pete Carroll, was there ever a bigger rah-rah guy than Pete Carroll?
Good morning, Greg.
Who came in and, right? I mean, he was like a cheerleader walking around, but he got fired because the
team
wasn't
good. Listen, it's what, isn't it what today's player wants?
It's also what Robert Kraft used to talk to Arthur Blank about how nobody knew Bill. Bill was standoffish. Like, I think that the new generation requires some touchy-feely from their even their football coach.
Everywhere, you mean. And not only in football, but everywhere. In every workplace. Is it more important to today's young football player to win a Super Bowl or to be playing in a place where the vibe is great and there's no pressure?
It's
vibe. And there's no, it is?
Yeah, because look at that. Wiggy, I wish you were here.
How wild is that?
I don't know, but I wish Wiggy were here every day, but specifically on this topic. Because when Wiggy went to Georgia, he wasn't the number one recruit, but he was, you know, a Division I scholarship athlete in the SEC. In that generation, even when I was in school, there wasn't the NIL. There wasn't this, like, insane, Courtney, would you agree, like, the last 10 years, every facility has been, like, one-upping each other. Like,
yes.
The LSU one, everybody's got, like, a game system.
Yeah,
and
Clemson has, like, a slide in the middle of
right.
it. It's nonsense.
It's, like, things that the athletes, a celebrity in college has grown exponentially.
Yeah.
And they have been, now these guys are coming into the league with NIL deals.
Yeah.
So there's not the ability, the hard-ass approach really is something that is foreign to the vast majority of these guys.
I mean, my guess is that Bill Belichick knew everybody's name, and it was the way in which he would express those names that was bothersome to somebody like Calvin Anderson, as opposed to the way Gerard Mayo is saying his name.
He may
name.
Have given them a bit of a nickname at times.
Yes, or it may have been in a louder voice or something, and we know how anxious that can make some.
But I would also say for Calvin Anderson and others to go listen to people like Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, or Tom, people that had issues with Bill when they played for him, but overwhelmingly the people that have stopped playing for Bill express deep gratitude for how he coached.
Yeah.
Because it was hard in the moment, but it brought the best out of them.
This is Tony from Rhode Island. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
What's going on?
I just wanted to give Courtney her flowers. You know, you, Greg, you're a triple OG. You're a veteran, so is Curtis. And at first, I wasn't a huge fan of Courtney, but I just want to say that she won me over. She's held it on her own. And for her to keep doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? She's been there, and I just want to give her a little bit of advice.
Oh.
Don't let the trolls get to you, because I used to be a troll, and deep down inside, all the people that troll you, they just haven't admitted yet, but they actually like you, they love you, and the show would not be the same without you.
Oh, oh yay.
That's so nice. She would prefer actual flowers, not the virtual flowers.
I'll always
flowers,
take those, but thank you,
yes.
Tony. It's like my whole family's called to this.
Your turn, Dad.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Next, we'll stay with the Patriots here. After camp yesterday, Keon White actually spoke with Gresh and Fourier, and Gresh asked a long-winded question, but Keon's answers were the best part of this.
What were some of the D-line points of emphasis that you tried to work on this offseason? Everybody wants to get better, but were there a couple of things in particular that you really honed in on?
Definitely. So, nothing physically. I think I've shown that I can play out here physically, but for more so just the awareness and mental and being able to anticipate blocks, understand offenses and understand what they're trying to do based off of sets, alignments and things like that.
So were you in the simulator or was this all kind of mental stuff film watching?
No, you just kind of like lock yourself in a dark room and just learn this. So
lock yourself. Do they have any dark rooms in the stadium right now where you can do that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
They got the Belichick dungeon for sure.
Oh, wait a minute. Jeez, he brought up Bill Belichick.
Yep.
So wait, it's the Bill Belichick dungeon. So is he conducting himself in the way that Bill taught him how to conduct himself in the offseason to get ready?
Seems like he might be.
Wow, okay.
But all of these...
He hasn't been told that you can't mention Bill's name down there yet.
Gerard Mayo's entire football life is Belichick. He was drafted by Belichick, played for Belichick, came out of the private sector at Belichick's request to be a coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be odd if there weren't elements. Like, the people that are trying to hate on Mayo, which I would say you're not, but Gresh definitely, are in a way going to be, like, if Mayo's successful, it's good for Bill Belichick in a way.
It's finally a branch that's been
successful off his coaching tree.
I don't think anybody's hating on Mayo. I just think the jury is out on whether that approach is going to work here with this Patriots team.
But I think the jury's out. We know the jury that Bill can't coach this team successfully the way this team is currently built.
He coached this team successfully for 20-plus years.
Right.
He's the most successful ever to do it.
Yep. But this team, he hasn't been successful with.
This roster, as it was composed...
For five years.
He made the playoffs three years ago. I mean, that's in a lot of cities.
Once in 5 years?
Huh?
Once in 5 years?
Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, you can't sustain. Did you expect that they were going to win a Super Bowl every single season?
Is it too much to expect to be in the playoffs more consistently than 20%?
When do you think Gerard Mayo wins a Super Bowl? What's your guess?
Because of Drake May, probably 2027.
Okay. But I love that bold prediction.
I mean, so it's more Drake May than the coach. But,
So 3 years from now, you have this team winning the
Super Bowl. 4 years, 27, 28, something like that.
Okay.
I would also say last year at this.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time, almost exactly, Bill Belichick told me that the Rams and the Bucks sold their souls with spending, and that's why the Patriots had to have this long, sustained rebuild. And then the Bucks won a playoff game. And the Rams made the playoffs.
Yeah,
but Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time. But there, I know that he can't succeed with this team. This would be the fifth year. They have gotten progressively worse the last two, and for whatever reason, it just wasn't working. Gerard Mayo may fail too. I have no idea. But if he does, he'll just be what Belichick was at the end.
What's next, Shine?
Next, we can go to a disgruntled player here in the league. Another guy looking for a contract. There seems to be a million of them out there. That would be the one and only Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, a place that Bill Belichick could theoretically end up if he did return to coaching. Here is what Dak said about his uncertain future with the Dallas Cowboys.
It's a two-way street that they have wants, I have wants. I think I've deserved that. Understanding that this is a business. Obviously, I want to be here. Talking about growing up, this is where I've become a man. So at the end of the day, it's a business, and I want to be here. But, you know, when you look up, all the great quarterbacks I watched played for other teams. So my point in saying that is that that's not something to fear. That may be a reality for me one day, may not be my decision. So
it's going to be difficult for them to pay Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, and CeeDee Lamb.
Correct.
Am I right about that?
Very much so, because they're all going to want to be paid at the highest possible rate at the positions.
Yeah. Right, but if you guarantee, I mean, if Jerry wants to guarantee it, one of the big misnomers about the Cowboys, and I fall into this trap, is that they spend a ton. Jerry Jones is rarely in a top five when it comes to cash spending.
Correct.
I think they could if they wanted to, but you're right, Greg, it is unlikely that they will. Because it's, you know, in order to lessen the cap charge, you have to guarantee money. And if you're guaranteeing all that money and then a couple of the guys get hurt, then you're kind of S out of luck.
And Jerry Jones is a big fan of those five-year contracts where the last 2 years on the contract really don't exist. He can get rid of you if he wants to, which would require a lot of money up front. And for three guys all at the same time, I don't think he would want to fork over that kind of cash.
I mean, Dak needs to start winning the big games, though, sooner than later. I mean, how long has he been in the league? 5 years now?
At least.
It's been more than that. I mean, him and Zeke were rookies of the year. I want to say it was like 2016. This might be his eighth season.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Shine?
Yeah, I got one more for you. Another quarterback around the NFL here, Jalen Hurts, cut off a reporter's question about Nick Sirianni and kind of wanted to stamp that out real quick.
Let me say this first. You know, you go through an offseason. You put a lot of work in. I think all the things that we've been through last year, all the opportunity we had last year, I know everybody's hungry. You know, everybody's hungry. You know, there's a ton of opportunity in front of us this year. And I'm excited to be back, excited to go through this journey and go through this season with everyone here, you know, from everyone. You know, and I truly trust Mr. Lurie, I trust Howie, I trust Coach Sirianni to lead us in that right direction.
Okay. And I can't wait until Bill Belichick is here next season.
Yeah. And by the way, we don't talk about Dak Scheim enough when we talk about starting quarterbacks their rookie year with success. Dak Prescott, fourth round pick, started his rookie year with the Dallas Cowboys. Did not sit for a year.
So we hope the same for Drake.
Probably should have won rookie of the year over Ezekiel Elliott.
All right, that's They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Heads up for Greg the listener. We're going to get to the news next.
Oh,
he's
going to
hate this.
Uh-oh.
I mean, is it okay to talk about the news today?
I think so. All right. It's pretty
good.
Economy?
Is it good in this economy? Yeah, we'll get to that next.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.